This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Security is tight at many of the nation's 70,000 reservoirs and dams. There's concern about water contamination from chemical or biological agents and about possible attempts to breach the dams, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
All across the country now, guards are on patrol and checkpoints are in place in an attempt to keep terrorists away from dams. Hoover Dam near Las Vegas has a major regional highway straddling its crest, but roadblocks as far as 20 miles away hold trucks, buses, and big RVs back, and floating patrols behind and below the dam keep boats away. Bob Walsh is spokesman for the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation, which manages Hoover Dam.
You don't want a large vehicle carrying explosives, for example, to be allowed across the dam. Gasoline tankers, for example, are prohibited from crossing the dam at this point as well, any type of a hazardous material.
The September 11th attacks prompted similar security at some of the Bureau's 500 other dams in 17 western states. John Keyes is the commissioner of the Bureau of Reclamation.
There is no specific threat against any of our specific facilities, let me put it that way. But potential for terrorism activity is being provided for. We are at a high level of security at all of our critical facilities, both to protect against damage to the facilities themselves and to the water supplies.
The risk at these facilities is enormous, and it's not just from flooding downstream if a dam is breached or fails. 61 million people depend on the structures for water, including farmers producing 60% of the nation's vegetables. Bureau dams generate enough power for 6 million homes. They're a tempting target for terrorists, says Tim Brown, a senior analyst at globalsecurity.org.
The entire economy of the Southwest is dependent on the electricity and the irrigation that the dams afford, and the loss of any or all of the dams along the Colorado River Basin would cripple the economy of the Southwest for years to come and could have potentially significant effects on the U.S. economy in the long run.
That's also true for other regions and hundreds of communities in all parts of the country with critical links to the nation's 70,000 dams. Most were built long before terrorism was considered a strong domestic threat, notes Bill Bingham, a dam designer and engineer. Bingham is also president of the U.S. Society on Dams, a national group focusing on engineering and safety.
Our dams in the past have not been designed for severe blasts. Incidents like we would see with a truckload of explosives across the top of a dam or an aircraft loaded with fuel crashing into the downstream face of the dam. I don't think that design criteria encompasses those kinds of issues.
So it's unclear, Bingham says, whether dams can be breached by such attacks. He's calling for a national risk assessment to determine dam vulnerabilities and ways to protect them.
Making sure that you've got the properties as secure as you can make them, limiting access and doing regular patrols and those types of things, and having current emergency action plan in the event that there would be some kind of an attack on one of these facilities.
John Keyes of the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation says he's already assessing the risk at Bureau dams while also bolstering security.
Terrorism is nothing new to the security for our facilities. We've dealt with Earth Liberation Front and the eco-terrorism folks for several years. We have prepared for contingencies involving contamination of reservoir waters. We have emergency preparedness plans for all of our facilities that deal with inundation downstream. We have a comprehensive dam safety program, as well as a general security program for protection of those vital infrastructures.
Keyes acknowledges one problem. The Bureau has only one armed security force at Hoover Dam. The rest of its dams depend on unarmed guards and voluntary help from state and local police who have limited authority on federal property. Congress is considering legislation to address that. Bill Bingham of the U.S. Society of Dams worries more about state, local, and private structures.
There are many privately owned or even publicly owned, non-federal publicly owned dams that do not have emergency action plans or security plans.
Bingham says some dam owners don't have the money or staff for more security, and he says states have inconsistent requirements for emergency action plans. Still, state, local, and private dam managers say they're bolstering their security with state and local police. Howard Berkus, NPR News.